Danny Smoke, Yo Lipper, bringing us to just before 10 minutes past 8 on the Wild Coast Wake Up on a Thursday morning. It's a jam-packed show this morning. And on the line, I've got Jerry representing the Border Equestrian Club, the BEC, running a big show this weekend as part of the East London Agricultural Show. And Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. Welcome to our show, talking about your show.
Morning, Wayne. Thanks for having me. It's so exciting.
It's a pleasure.
Finally
thanks.
Here.
Yes, we. Well, it's been a long road, you know, with the planning and everything, you know, with the planning of the agricultural show and all the extra events that go around it, one of them being the events put on by the BEC. So I think I'm going to leave it to you to tell us what is happening this weekend at the Ganubi Showgrounds, the East London Showgrounds.
When this show goes so far back for me, I've been attending this show ever since I was a little girl, and it's just like so much nostalgia around it and so much excitement. So we're just trying to create that again for all the riders. Every year we just try and create that, you know, the place where you can really make memories. And it's also our most public show of the year. So it's definitely like a showcase for the equestrian sport. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear you also have a dog barking in the background.
Yes. This dog is something else, but let the dog not interrupt you.
I've also got one. No, it's fine. So anyway, when our show starts on Friday at about 11 o'clock, we've got jumping showing, and then we've also got some dressage. And we've got, at this show, we've got about 77 horses entered, which is quite amazing for our little club. And we're welcoming people from PE as well. And we have so many sponsors. Like, I know you said I could mention some, but I actually have like 100.
Okay.
So this particular time, I don't have a main sponsor, but I've got like 100 small businesses that came through and sponsored. And it's just amazing for the support we've had. I'm just trying to think. So on Friday, we're starting at 11 with some jumping and some showing. And then there's the in-hand championship class at 1 o'clock, which will be quite fun to watch. And then on Saturday, we start at 8:30. So I think if you're thinking of coming with the whole family, get there early. There's something on the whole day. And then there's also the Agricultural Working Hunter Championships, which is always quite a fun one to watch. That takes place over two arenas, and basically the riders will jump like natural looking obstacles and go for a nice big gallop. So that's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Highly recommend coming to watch that. I don't know if you have any questions for
and
me.
And then, your section has put together a program running through the week. And just a question around that. If people, for instance, wanted to get involved with horse riding, I know it's sort of, you know, there's a fair amount of romanticism around riding, and I think a lot of discipline is required, you know, to, especially if you're entering the more specialized classes. But how would one start, you know, or how did you start? I know your mom was also very much involved with the horse fraternity. Oh.
So I really, as a young kid, my mom did try and introduce it to me, but I really wasn't actually as interested as she would have liked me to be. So she gave up on me at an early stage. And then when I got a little bit older, I was so excited. I just wanted to ride. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, okay, well, I'm not buying you a pony. If you want to ride, you must phone the riding school and go and join. And I think that's the only like advice I give anyone is join a riding school. It's the best thing you can do. If you're starting out, and we've got so many amazing riding schools in East London. I think Navarre and Ebb and Flow, just to name a few, but there's even more than that. But that's my biggest advice. You have so much fun with other riders, and it's a very individual sport. So rather try and start out where there are other riders.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to own your own horse when you start, or can you kind of rent a horse? You know, because maybe I'm thinking that it is a reasonably expensive thing to outlay to get all the gear and the horse and everything sorted out. But, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, kids sometimes, you know, today they want to ride, tomorrow they want to do ballet. So you don't want to go and
exactly.
buy a horse and then exactly. tomorrow the child wants to do ballet instead. So, you know, yeah, is there maybe a way that you can test the waters?
So definitely, like as a young kid going to a riding school, the riding school provides the ponies and they are amazing. Those ponies have taught lots of top riders, you know, so they know their job. So at least you know your child is going to be safe. You just pay for your riding lessons, basically, I think.
Okay.
And then you just have to get your equipment and then you just improve on your equipment as you get more serious. So it's not a huge investment in the beginning. But as you get more serious, you can decide how many hundreds or
hundreds of thousands, yes. And I suppose, exactly. you know, then it's, you know, your own horse, your stabling and everything. But that's sort of further down the line.
It's a lot. But we don't want to discourage anyone. But yeah, it is a lot. But at least there are options. You know, you can lease horses. And once you get into the community, I think, you know, everyone is quite encouraging and a lot of people would want to share their horse. You know, some people work full time, so then they're willing to half lease or, you know, there's so many options to ride. It's definitely such an amazing sport and I think so good for people's mental health as well as physical health. I think for me, I was never like typically sporty at school, but I excelled in this area. So it was like enormous for my self-confidence.
Right.
And I think, if you're not a normal person,
then you're a horse person.
It's a good area to get into. Yeah, then you might be a horse person.
Oh, boy. And, you know, as you say, it's you know, there are various ways of getting into the sport. And I think with the events that you're putting on, obviously the specialized competition events that you're running this weekend, and then a number of other maybe more fun demonstration events through the rest of the week and the rest of the show next week, is aiming at that developmental aspects of the sport, you know, to get people interested in it, to get the youngsters into the sports, because obviously that's where the development takes place.
Definitely. I think so our show ends on the Sunday, but we wanted to keep the arenas kind of busy from the Monday to the Wednesday. So on the Monday, we've got a dressage demonstration by Robin Ramsey. She's our top dressage rider in East London. And I think that is just going to be purely educational as well as beautiful to watch. I don't have the time for that yet, but I mean, we will be sharing this all on our social media, Water Equestrian Club. You're welcome to go and follow and check out what we're doing there.
Right.
And then on the Tuesday, we've got something called the Miss East London Equestrian. So this is geared towards the younger crowds. And there's a few fun events that you can either enter in teams or individually. And that's just really going to be fun. And there's quite a few sponsors for that as well. So that's on Tuesday.
And then anything happening on Wednesday, which is obviously a public holiday, a nice busy day as well?
Yes. So Wednesday we have, we haven't confirmed yet. We were going to have some practice jumping. I'm not sure if that's going ahead, but we have got vintage cars in the arenas on those days. And possibly another display of working riding or something similar. Right. So there will be a horse in the arena at some point.
Okay, even if it's jumping over a car.
There's also some pony rides happening. So if you're looking for pony rides, then maybe come to the club and we'll direct you in the right area.
Well, you know, there we go. Once again, you know, if the youngsters are, you know, I want to maybe ride, I want to go riding, well, hop onto the pony.
Yes.
And you know, see what it actually feels like to ride a horse.
Yeah, and I think if you do want to come and talk to any of the riders, I think, you know, our club is open the whole weekend. You're welcome to come and have a cool drink or have a egg and bacon roll, our famous egg and bacon rolls, and chat to any of the riders. You know, just get a feel of what it's like. It's a really amazing sport. It's very difficult, and I think it teaches kids specifically a lot of like self-discipline. So it's definitely a sport to get into.
Well, interesting. And as you say, the club will be open from tomorrow right through until Wednesday.
From tomorrow. We're actually hosting the Ag Society tonight. So.
Yes. No, it's going to be a good week, or almost a week of activities at the showgrounds. Yes. Jerry, thank you very much for chatting to us, and I'll definitely see
you
at
so
the
much,
show.
Wayne.
And if there's anything you need to add, Wild Coast Radio will be at the show, and we'll have a chat then.
I did get my timing wrong for the working hunt, so it's on Sunday at 1:30.
Oh, is it Sunday at 1:30?
There you go.
Okay. Great. Well, Jerry, thanks a lot. Take care. And we'll see you over the weekend.
You too. Bye.
Cheerio then. That's Jerry from the Board Equestrian Club talking to us about the East London Agricultural Show events that are taking place on the main arena during the course of this weekend. And Jerry, thanks for chatting to us. Looking forward to a good weekend of various activities at the East London Show.